Let's put carbon where it belongs, in the ground. As we know, climate change is due to too much carbon in our atmosphere. But carbon is not our enemy. It's the building block of life. Every living thing is made of carbon. But the way we are managing it is disrupting the natural balance, heating our planet, and destroying nature. During the last centuries, we've been burning too much fossil fuel and clearing our forests. Even the way we manage lands and do agriculture is releasing even more carbon into the atmosphere, destroying our soils and disrupting the natural balance. Of course, we need to stop burning fossil carbon and change to sustainable practices. But the big question is, where do we put all the excess carbon that is already in the atmosphere to balance this natural cycle again? The answer is literally under our feet, in the soil. Carbon in the ground is good for us. It makes healthy soils hold more water and brings nutrients and life back. We've been studying biochar for almost a decade, and we know its huge potential to reduce CO2 concentrations in a natural, long-term, and more effective way. This is why we launched iTrap CO2, a carbon removal project that connects people who want to help reduce CO2 with farmers who want to put carbon back into the soil. It's on us whether we stop waiting and start working to slow climate change. If we reach a massive transformation, we can help reduce global warming, iTrap CO2, and you. Together, we can do much more than reduce carbon dioxide. We can also restore our soils.